I'm looking at one of my pictures. It was taken at Canterbury Cathedral, and that's a place that I have visited and photographed over a number of years. And I chose, when producing the series, not to represent the cathedral in a familiar way. So I chose not to try and capture its magnificent architecture from a distance, for example. Instead, what I held in my mind when composing the images was light and dark, and that guided me to produce pictures of a certain type. I think this picture works really well, and it fits with the series very well. It's principally a very, very dark image, though there's tonality in the darkness. And then there are these three magnificently bright patches of light, and they're created by sunlight streaming through an internal window and then reflecting off another window that I've photographed. They give the outline of church windows, but they're really confused. It's like they're moving. There's light moving within the light patches. There's a slither of light on the left that I'm particularly drawn to, because it feels to me like it's almost alive. There's something, you know, wanting to move into the frame from the left, and I find that quite intriguing and very satisfying. Technically, it's a scan. It's a scan of an analogue print that I made using something called liquid light, and that's a paint-on emulsion, and then you contact print to produce the picture itself. And what that lends to the mood of the image is the ambiguous frame that isn't quite regular or perfect, and that seems to me to echo what's happening within the frame itself. And again, I find that quite satisfying. So to names, the difficult bit. Let's have a go with Hidden Mystery, or Noumenal.